Okay, good luck. This just for all listeners, we are doing this shiur in a very limited fashion. Just really my son and one person from the regulars, because for obvious reasons. But we'll continue on. So we'll continue on to Meimarom. Page Kuf Mem Zayim, in the old editions at least, Perek Ches Ois Hei. So in the previous Ois, we saw Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was he related to the apparent contradiction in the Rambam between Sefer HaMitzvos and Yad HaChazakah, that in Sefer HaMitzvos the Rambam sets as the mitzvah Yira, he defines it as Yiras HaOynish, fearing the punishment of Hashem, a punishment that Hashem, you know, gives out. And in Yad HaChazakah, in Hilchas Yisod Yatoyin, Hilchas Tshuva, he says that the Iker Yira is Yiras HaRoimimus, the Yira from the greatness and the exaltedness of Hashem, not the Yiras HaOynish. So he that, you know, he related to it in the previous piece in his Dalit, and now he's going to go to a somewhat deeper level, as is indicated by the way he begins the ois. Oid yesh leloika milim, right? That's a very mysterious way of, you know, God, there's more words to say to God. It's always any sefer that says that, you know, he's trying to give you something that's deep and past the superficial, the regular understanding. So he says, "Oy di yesh leika milim levar biyoseb beechut mitzvah asay diyira." We have to explain more in the quality of the mitzvah asay of yira. Sharambam b'sefer mitzvahs miyachdo shehi liroy me'oynish. That the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos designates the mitzvah of Yira as the fear from the punishment that one can receive from Hashem. Shemilvad shein bezeh shlila liyira ila yira siraimus. Besides the fact that this is not negating the higher Yira of Yira siraimus, which is really the mahalach he took in the previous Ois and Ois Dalet. Besides the fact that it's not a stira, it doesn't negate Yiras HaRoimus, the higher Yira, he ha Yira HaYoyser Ilo, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, really Yiras HaOynish? Actually, the Yiras HaOynish that Rambam is really referring to, at least, is even the higher Yira. So this is a very big chiddush, obviously, because in all this forum it's discussed, and Yiras HaOynish is the lower Yira, and Yiras HaRoimus is the highest Yira. And Ad Kedei Kach, that in the Pashas of the Zohar, in a number of places, and other places, many of the Sfarim, they speak, and Sifri Chassidus has quite a bit of this, where they speak very, very negatively against someone whose fear of Hashem, whose Yira of Hashem is only based on the on this fear of punishment. That's a very, very lowly fear. That's a very low Yira, and it's spoken very, very negatively. But now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe comes and, like, turning everything on its head over here, and is saying that, well, actually, the Yira of Oynish is even higher than the typical Yiras HaRoimus. So let's see what he says. Hine hihi a Yira HaYosri Lo. It's the highest of Yiras. V'chol hadras hakodesh shel haroimimus klula ba'u mimena, and all the holy glory of the roimimus, which is Yiras HaRoimus, right? The greatness of Hashem, right? The Yira of that greatness of Hashem is all incorporated, included in the Yiras HaOynish, and flows out and stems forth from the Yiras HaOynish. Dehine yisoid shel Yiras HaRoimus hi ha'aratza, because the yisoid of Yiras HaRoimus, the foundation of Yiras HaRoimus is Ha'aratza, which is like admiration, or more appropriately for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, veneration, right, to venerate Hashem. V'haratza mai, what does it mean to venerate? V'yoymer zu avdalto. What haratza means, what veneration means, is separation. Kol ma she'adva yotel nivdal, v'kol ma she'yotel mitpalim alav, yotel makdishim u'maritzim oto. Anything, the more aloof it is, the more separate it is, the more we are like amazed at it, the more we sanctify it, and the more we sanctify Him, and the more we venerate Him. Same thing in regards to all the titles and descriptions that we describe Hashem, the higher glory of Hashem. It needs to come always from a place where we're describing Him on a level of haratzah, of veneration, on the amazing separateness of them. In other words, from that realization and from that tremendous, again, that looking at the Kadosh Baruch Hu as completely, completely removed from us, what he means is in the sense of limits. And if there was any shevach that we say about Hashem, any praise that we say about Hashem, it has to come from a place that we realize, for example, when we say Hagodol, Hashem is great, that greatness has no comparison to any greatness that we can ever imagine. The word, if we would describe a person as a gadol, no matter what the concept of godless that we have here, it's like complete apples and oranges from the godless that we're referring to when we refer to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the harotzah has to come from. The hargish betoyar, that's what it means to be nivdal, that it's a completely separate, there's a lashon you find in the Maharal, and those types of Sfarim where Nivdal, so it's a whole musik, it's a whole concept in and of itself, where he's completely aloof, it's a whole separate category, so to say. Lahargish, to feel, bekol toyar elyon, in any, you know, high description, or title, or name, so to say, we refer to Hashem with, shutar niflo lamala mikol chugen imtsoim, to realize that it's a tremendous description that's way above any realm of what's nimtzayim, of the creations, of anything in existence. V'loy dai b'mashi yitztayir ha-toyir b'miluy yishleim ha-shalano. It's not enough in that we should picture the descriptions and the names of Hashem and the praises, right, with like in the complete fullness of perfection, of our shleimus, of our perfection. In other words, to kiveyochol look at it as like, oh, he's got everything, so we'll like say like, oh, the whole world is his. Like anything that, or godless, we look at this, whatever we can fathom as the biggest godless, the person that's the biggest godless in the Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know, yeah, and say, oh, Baruch Hashem's mamish like that. That's crazy. That's not, it's not on the same yardstick of measurements when we give praises and descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af im yitzuyir b'shleimus ha-yoseh efshir. Even if we were to picture it in the highest possible shleimus. The Maral, by the way, says that that's the lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh is from lashon of Nivdal, Kedusha, separation. So he says that the deepest hasaga we have of the Rebbeinu Shlom is that he is Nivdal, Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's completely beyond any description. It's just the Rambam, really, Myron Avuchim says the same type of a yesod, is that our grasp, our conceptualization of the Rebbeinu Shalom is just one of negation. It's, we have no shaychus. We have no shaychus. He's way past anything we can fathom. So he says, Shekol Mashu, this is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe continuing in here, in the Maimorim, Shekol Mashu, Ach Betchume Efsher. Whatever is still in the limits and the boundaries of possibility, Loitovim Emratza. Veneration won't come from them. Because that's like still within our realm. Okay, so if you're just measuring Hashem's greatness by what's down here in our world, so it's fathomable. That greatness already exists by some. You might not have all the greatnesses all collected in any one individual, any one place, but it's already down here. It's not something that you would venerate. Achen gam lo mebchina hanivdelet shelefnei ulamala kol hametzius mashalay nichnas klal b'shem tavlan haratzah. He says more than that. Even not from the bechina nevdelis, that separated bechina of what's before and what's above the whole metzius, what doesn't bechlal come in here with a name, tavla and harotza, that too won't bring us the veneration. Eladafka me'abechina hanigles. It's the veneration is going to come dafka from the revealed aspects. Yeah, something that we have like no shaykhis to, like no, we don't have a name for it, we don't have a name tag, so to say, we can't put our finger on it, it's not revealed, it's concealed. So the veneration is not going to come from that. The veneration still has to stem from something that does relate to us, but we're able to abstract from that bechina haniglas, we're able to abstract from there to something way beyond. So he says the haratza is going to come to us only from that revealed bechina. Shebo himtzi hetzil bara yotzar va'asa as kol ha-metzias kulay, that he founded, and now he uses the four famous lashanis, you know, four different stages of the bria, which is atzilus, bria, yetzira, asiya. He emanated from himself. He created. He founded, and he made. He completed the whole entire metzias. That's the bechina niglas. Kshemestaklim al zeh. When we look at the revealed Bechina with the Bechina of amazement and bewilderness, like just complete, utter amazement and like shock, so to say, how amazing how he could do this whole thing. Zohi ha'aratza hanachona. That is the proper admiration or proper veneration. Hamosifa oiz kodesh, which adds holy strength, ki araza nifla, like the wonderful secret shall tnu oiz leilakim al yisrael gavosoy vulzoy bashchakim, to give strength to God, so to say, al yisrael, on the Jewish people are his pride and his strength in the heavens, in the shchakim, way above. So it's like stemming from what's going on down here by Klal Yisrael in our world, but resonating and making a big, you know, so to say, uproar of and his Tesefes Koyach up there in heavens. Ube'emes kein heima hadvorim, and truthfully, so are these are the things. Ki yikra harbe yikora harbe yoiser hargosha achas bilivoyas harotzen echoina. It is more precious, one feeling that's accompanied with the proper, with the correct admiration or veneration, from thousands upon thousands of limited feelings, whose admiration from them or veneration from them is merely a physical ha'aratza and not a soulful one. Meaning that if the haratza is one of amazement, where the person is just like completely wrapped up with this amazing feeling, it just like takes him over, this gevaldige feeling of appreciating Hashem's greatness and how far and beyond it is, instead of just this limit type of hargasha where, oh, he's so great, he could do this and he can do that, and he could, it's not a matter, he could do this and he could do that, he could do a lot more than that, right? So those are hargashas mitzumtzamos of like, oh, he's got all the money in the world is his, and all the, you know, these are limited things. Those are hargashas mitzumtzamos, and they don't bring the haratza. But when the haratza comes with a tremendous amazement, a hislavos, one of the nefesh, where the nefesh is involved, and one where you really like are just completely taken by Hashem's aloofness, his bechina nevdelas, But the way it like filters in down here in the Bria Yetzira Asiya, that is going to be the correct, and it's going to bring a real true haratzah. V'zeh ma she'anu omrim b'kedusha, and this is what we say in kedusha. K'voydei malei oylam mishalasav shayalim zelazeh. Ayei mekoyim k'voydei. His glory fills the world. And his misharasim, right, his angels, whatever they ask each other, where is the place of his glory? Obenusuch sfarah, la'aritzo. And nusuch sfarah adds another word, la'aritzo, to venerate him. Ki achrei shemesigim shekvoidoi maliyoyle malikolaritz kvoidoi. Because after you attain, after you understand that Hashem's glory fills the world, and the whole world is filled with his glory, and they're asking, where is the place of his glory? Meaning, what does that really mean? What really they're saying, it's a statement of amazement. How could it be that the land, how could it be that the physical world can contain the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hainu shal tmias pliyazu gam malachei malo sarfei koidish mishtoimim mispalim laritzoi. On the amazing, this bewildering question that this poses, even the malachei malo, the angels up above, sarfei koidish, are just completely shocked and amazed to be maritz Hashem, to venerate him. Ulumosam Boruch Yemeiru, and klape them, right? And to them, those Boruch Yemeiru, Meshabchim Vaimrim, Boruch Kvoid Hashem im Koimai, Sheimavurch Kfimashi Yaduhalai. Like, that he should, that the glory of Hashem will be Boruch Mim Koimai from his place, meaning his Mevurch according to what's Yaduha by Kaddish Baruch Hu's standards, not by our low standards, even the Malachi Elyon. In other words, the amazement begins from the fact that how is it that the Kvod Hashem permeates, penetrates, and goes up from down here below, from the Kol Ha'aretz Kvodai, how is it that he was able, so to say, to put his Kvod in the physical and express his Kvod in the physical? It's like a mamish atarti desasri. That's, by the way, the pshat we know in Beis Yosef, in the Tor Beis Yosef, by the Siyum HaBrach of Asher Yotzar, Mafli Lasois, right? That he's Koysher Dover, the reminding brings it, the Koysher Dover Ruchni Begashmi. How can he bind together the spiritual with the physical? That there could be a guf that contains with it the neshama. It's impossible. These are two opposites. How in the world did they come together? It's that same yisoy, the same type of idea. How is it that mole kol ha'aretz kvoidei, that all this physical world somehow contains within it his kavod, and we see his kavod through it? Even the malachim are just amazed by that. And that brings them to the haratzah, because that's what we said, the haratzah. But the haratzah is Baruch kvoid Hashem mimekoy moy. It's not from here down here in the Oretz. It begins, the amazement that Ratzah comes, stems from down here. The fact that he can permeate the physical with his gevaldige spirituality, his gevaldige, he can't even call it spirituality, the Or Hashem. And it gives us a glimpse of what's so far and beyond, Mimkoy Moy, that only he can measure. That's what is expressed in Kedusha. V'haratzat kodesh zuhi be'emet echut ha'yirah haromema. And this holy haratzah is truthfully the echus, is the quality of the yiras haromimus. V'al kein davka mitech yiras oinshe yizbarach. And therefore it's specifically from within the fear of Hashem's meeting out of punishment, shemimeno misbareres ala bechira, that from that it becomes clear that there's bechira in the world, like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe pointed out that that's the Rambam's cheshbon over here in this parak. The Rambam's cheshbon is that if you're getting punished, it must mean you have bechira, because Hashem wouldn't punish somebody without bechira. That would be unjust. So the punishment proves to us bechira. Shafal pisha ein od milvadoi, that even though there's nothing other than God, ein yedi osis haseres es habechira, his yedia, Hashem's yedia, does not somehow, it does not contradict man's free will, free choice. Like the Rambam ends off with in the end of this parak, which we did not yet see together. And the whole ray on this is from the punishment. Because if there's no bechira, there's no place for einish. So it comes out that this is the yisoy for the biggest veneration, the biggest yira of his reimimus. Meaning, he's tapping in what he just described till now. The haratzah comes from the fact, from the lowest point, and resonates to the highest point. It's megala, and it's megala to us the highest what's out there. The same way, his kavod. Where's the giloy of his kavod? His giloy of the kavod is the fact that mloy kol ha'aretz kvodai, that even the aretz is filled, or that the aretz, not that even, that how could that be that the aretz is filled with his kavod? And that gives a glimpse of how great he is, mimkoymai, up there. That he's way past, because by human standards, or by the standards of Olam Hazeh, this world could not contain the kavod Hashem. It's too physical. It wouldn't be able to come here. It wouldn't be able to get there. Mafli lasis, the guf could not possibly have within it a neshama. You couldn't make such a shidduch. It wouldn't go. And the fact that he's able to do that kind of a shidduch, right, marrying Shemayim with the Oret, so to say, the fact that he's able to do that shows us how way and beyond his kaychis are. So if our hasaga of the Rabbanu Shalom is a hasaga that ein oid milvadoi, and that his yediyah somehow, that's a tremendously deep akara of the Rabbanu Shalom, that ein oid milvadoi, and that his yediyah, Hashem's yediyah, does not contradict our bechira. How in the world can those two things to go together? Right? We don't know, the Rambam says, right? It's beyond us. That's like almost like our deepest Hasaga of the Rabbanu Shalom is how those two things we know are true, and somehow they come together. It's impossible. It's also, again, it's like the neshama and the guf coming together. It's two opposites that just can't go side by side. And that is that haratza for us to realize that his greatness, that his yediya doesn't contradict the bechira. All is built on, it's all built on the raya for that whole thing is, that a raya for the bechira is the fact that Hashem gives oynish. So that means, right, because without the oynish, there couldn't be bechira. Without bechira, there couldn't be oynish. So the fact that he gives oynish means there's bechira. And if we have bechira, and ein ad milvada, and he knows everything, and somehow we have no idea how these two things go together, that is a massively amazing hakor of the Rabbanu Shalom's infinite greatness of Einol Melvadoi, that somehow he encompasses the whole world from within, without Soviv Kol Almin, like this farm say, Memale Kol Almin, the says are both around and within. Two things really be'etzim just don't go together. The Mokoim, right? He's the Mokoim Shel Olam, the Svarim say. He is the place of the world. Is the world in him, or is the the truth of the matter is, you see from the Etzem question that there's a bechina of both. The fact that they could have two tzadim like that shows us that there's something, because he is so all-inclusive, he's so enod milvado, and so penetrates the whole metzias, that we can't wrap our head around anything over here. It's just, it's like full of all the contradictions, they're all going side by side, yediyah, bechira, guf, neshama, shamayim, v'oretz, and same thing, but again, it all starts from the bottom point. The gilu is down from down here. The gilu is from the oynish, That's how he taps it into Yiras HaOinish and Yiras HaRoimus. The Yiras HaRoimus is going to be built on the Yiras HaOinish, because the Yiras HaOinish is megala to us our bechira, which then is megala to us that the Rebbein Shalom's Yediyah somehow does not soicer our bechira, which is fascinatingly unbelievable, an amazing asag of Einad Melvadoi. So we have a gavaldig Yiras HaRoimus from that, and that whole Yiras HaRoimus is just an extension of Yiras HaOinish. So the deepest point of it all is the Yiras HaOinish. And therefore, in that sense, the Yiras HaOinish is like the deepest. Because like the fundamental point, when you have a base, there's something, it's like a dover v'ipuchai. The starting point is always the most basic point, but it's also the deepest point because it runs through the whole system. So it's the most inclusive. It includes within it the whole system. When you have a tinok, when you have a baby, when the baby is born, right? There's it's this lowest point of this. I mean, we hope of this teenage life, of this child's life. But because he's so undeveloped, right? Compared to what he's going to be as Hashem in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in Bez Hashem, that he should be healthy, right? Compared to the adult, this little baby's undeveloped, can't do anything, can't walk, can't talk. Well, what can it do already? Completely defenseless. But it's whatever's in that baby right now, in a certain sense. Yeah, what you have in front of you when you have that baby is all the godless, the future godless, because it's all the potential is there. The whole potential of what this, and it's this baby state which is going to run through him his entire life. It's that purity, it's that neshama tahira, it's that sacha kolel, it's the sum total of endless capabilities that Tinaik has in him. It's that what runs through his whole life. So in a certain, there's always like a davar v'ipuchai that at the most basic state you really kind of have the deepest state. It's just till it manifests itself takes time. That's the avoid. The avoid and growth is a matter of manifesting, bring moitzi legoloi, moitzi legiloi, what's there in the hidden and concealed way. So the same thing in the Yiras HaOinish really is the deepest in a certain sense. It's like the malchus on the one hand, because it's the lowest level, but on the second level, that malchus contains within it the keser itself, the highest level. And the Yiras HaOinish, as it's developed, it exhibits itself as Yiras HaRoimus, because that's it brings to the Yiras HaRoimus. It's the whole Yiras HaRoimus is just an unfolding of this Yiras HaOinish. Vilehiyos shekol yedia beloy hachdara amuka ad kedei hagoshas chush einena b'klal yedia. And since this is very chashuv what he says here, since any knowledge without profound penetration to the point that your senses feel it, eina b'chlal yediya, it's not in the category of yediya. V'hi rak misafa alechutz, it's just superficial, from the lip, you know, from the mouth and out. This is very important, right? We know a lot of things. People have a lot of knowledge. People have a lot of knowledge in Torah, right? But if that yediyah does it bring with it some kind of feeling where the person feels something, yeah, then it's not b'chal yediyah. Person learns about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever. If he doesn't start to feel it in his bones, in his heart, then it's still not in the b'chal yediyah. Al kein afal pi shelai chochas ha-bechira. So therefore, even though for the proof of Bechira it would be enough just the knowledge of Onish, of punishment, that would be enough for the proof, for the intellectual proof. So why do I need to have a Yira of the Onish? It's enough for me. He's asking Akasha now what he said, right? Basically, in a roundabout way, right? What? Oh, wait a minute. If the whole proof for Einod Melvadoi and the Yediyah and Bechira go together, the Yediyah of Hashem and Bechira go together and they're not soicer each other, It's enough for me just to know that. Why do I have to have Yiras HaOynish? Just give me Yedias HaOynish. Why do you have to have Yiras HaOynish? So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, because Yedia that doesn't have a Hargasha to it, that doesn't have emotions to it, that doesn't have a feeling to it, dead Yedis, dead intellectual, activity, it's nothing. That's not Yedia. So he says, why would I need Yiras HaOynish? Elafisha b'loy Hargasha in Yedia. Because without Hargasha, without feeling, without emotion, without life, that's not Yedia. Muchrach husha t'Yiras HaOynish, Yiras shel Hargasha mamash. It's muchrach that it has to be that Yiras HaOynish, it comes, right, that you're going to have that Yira of mamash feeling. You're petrified. You feel the fear. I'm scared to do something that I know Hashem doesn't want because He's going to punish Chazar. I feel that. Somebody once told me, his father is a chashev rav, he's a shiva chashev mechaber sfarim, and he told me that his father, I mean, I'm not suggesting to do this, but this is the chinuch of of yesteryear. In certain kehilos and certain parts of the Jewish people, and again, I'm giving a what's the word for it? I forget what the Arayni Moisir Meida L'Rab. I'm just taking the yisoid from the story. He said that when his father was a kid, his father was caught lying. He said a sheker at home. And his father took, I don't remember, I think it was like a hot iron or something, like heated up iron or something, whatever it is, and burnt his son's hand as a punishment for lying. This is what he told me. His father has many times said, he's not mesugal to lie. He is not mesugal to lie. He is not able to let a lie from his lips because he feels the pain still from that onesh. Now, Chasper, I'm not saying whatever. This is pretty extreme, but this is mamish, a true story, and I know the people involved, and it's very very special person, very special. The son clearly didn't go through the same type of chinuch that his father did. Not that Chasram, his son, doesn't lie either, but he didn't continue on. It's not for our generation, but the point is that's just an example where his father feels the oynish because he had the oynish, and we have to get to the point, right, of Yiras HaOynish is that we have this hargosha that we're just not willing to do anything negative the Ratzon Hashem, certainly not willingly, because it's just we feel that Yiras HaOynish. Ubezeh dafka bezeh, and dafka in this way, he nishlemes b'shleimusa helyoina liyos maritz umakdishim shemayim shezuhi ayir hilo Yiras HaOynish. And it's dafka when we have that hargosha, It's a yediyah that makes it into a real yediyah, and when we have that real yediyah through that real hargasha of Yiras HaOynish, dafka in that way will we get to that shleimus? Will the shleimus ha'elyoina be completed by us to be maritz, to venerate Hashem and sanctify Hashem Shemayim, which is the yira ilah, the higher yira, the yira of His exaltedness, of His greatness. Finish the paragraph. So, Mimoitze Divrei Noyam Eile, from the takeaway from all these, he says, sweet things. I don't know if everyone likes to hear that they really have to feel Yiras HaOynish. But, he was still in a different door, right? It was Nifter and Tuf Shin Yud Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, 1952. So, but nevertheless, you could see, this is an important thing, Stam. It's an important thing to realize. At least we should know this. At least we should feel this. That there were people, tzaddikim, and I could tell you that it exists today also, that find in even this, they find this noyam, they find it a sweetness, they find it a pleasantness. Not everything that discusses Einish from the Baruch Shalom has to bring a person to a place of depression, sadness, and whatever. If you chop the oimik of things, if you chop the depth of it, the beauty of it, you know, even I'll give you something I've said in the past, but we find when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out to Adam HaRishon, when he warned Adam HaRishon not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, he didn't warn him that, I'm sorry, when he gave him the punishments, right? When he warned him, he said, be careful, because if you eat from there, you're going to die, right? But when he gave him the Einish, death wasn't one of the punishments that the Pasuk lists, right? He gives a punishment to the woman, the childbirth, and he gives to the land, that it's going to be, you know, which is real to Adam Rishon, he's going to have to sweat in order to b'zeyas apecha teichalechem, you're going to get parnasa through a lot of sweat and difficult hard work. He doesn't say Misa. And I've said, and I saw this farm also at in different ways, that the pshat is because the Misa isn't the Einish. The death isn't the punishment. It's just a toitzah. It's a natural outcome of eating from the tree of the Eitz HaDaas. Now, I explain, this is one of the things that, you know, I would say, this I haven't seen in this forum in this way, but the way I've explained this in the past is that Das is the knowledge between Toiv L'Ra, which means it brings down a person to appreciating things only based on the opposite. Before Adam Rishon was Chayta, we can appreciate things in of themselves. We could appreciate things be'etzem. Today, to appreciate things, after the chet of Adam Rishon, we can only appreciate things by not having them. By the fact that I went through a time where I didn't have parnasa, or I did, then I can appreciate money. By the time I didn't have food, now I can appreciate food. We can only understand things based on the lack of. It's a fact. Person that has and always has never appreciates anything, and is never happy. Nothing makes happy because he's just. And so now that means that in order for me to appreciate life, I need the lack of life. The only way for me to have a good life, to appreciate life, to use life, is by there being death in the world. If there wasn't death, we would waste away life, and our lives would be much worse than death itself. That's Rishayim Kruim Mesim Afilu Bechayein. Rishayim are called dead even in their lives because they live a life of death. And what enables us after the Chet of Eitz HaDaas to live a life of life is by there being death in the world. Because that gets us thinking, listen, you're not here forever. Use your time well. Use it in a meaningful, make a mark in this world. Do something productive. I'm scared, so I'm going to do tshuva. Like Chazal says, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, right? Do tshuva one day before your death. We don't know we're going to die. Right. So every day you have to be b'tshuva. It gives us that push to live more meaningful lives when we see that, yeah, there's death. So it's a good limud for today. And we're all scared and all, you know, people around and but are getting sick and the coronavirus and whatever, and that plague and whatever. And the truth of the matter is that yes, the Baruch Hashem is shaking up the world, and a lot of people I've seen have already been aiming on this and saying this, and it's so true, and it has to be really pumped into us till we feel it in our bones to appreciate that Baruch Hashem is shaking up things and saying, and it's hurtful. Yeah, it hurts, but you know what? That's the way for mankind to start using life in the way Hashem means us to use it. It's a wake-up call to live life in a meaningful way, so that it's terrible. On the one hand, every death is mamish, brings us terrible avelus, and we're sad, and we damned Hashem that there shouldn't be, right? But it's nevertheless, at the same time, it's what gives us life if we take it in the right way. And you can't get down and you can't get depressed about it. You can't get to fall into a fearful state and a panicky state. No, that's missing the boat. To appreciate the Baruch Hashem is giving us, this is what it is after the Eitz HaDaas. In order for us to appreciate life, sometimes he has to do it on a very wide level. This is like a worldwide level where he says, you know, shake up the entire. Now we know Klal Yisrael is the Ikar people that hears the message. We're the Iker people that know how to hear His voice. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That koyach of Shmiya, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, bedovra nelam, to hear something concealed, that's Klal Yisrael's specialty. That we have that ability to hear Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All right, we'll stop here, and Rez Hashem will try to finish it in an upcoming shir. I don't know exactly when that will be. Maybe next month of Shabbos we'll do it like that. We'll see. Nobody could plan at this point. We don't know. We can leave our house, so when we can leave our house and what we can do. So we'll just keep living with the Rabbi Shalom. Not just keep living, but live more with the Rabbi Shalom. Rez Hashem. Adad Vah.